She made a sleepy sound of her own. I was pretty sure it was fake. She nestled backward until she was jammed tight against me from top to bottom. I put my hand on her upper arm, then I moved it down until it fell off her elbow and came to rest on her waist. The tip of my little finger was under the waistband of her jeans. She made another sound, almost certainly a fake. I held my breath. Her butt was tight against my groin. My heart was thumping, my head was spinning. No way could I resist. No way at all. It was one of those insane, hormone-driven moments when I would have risked 8 years in Leavenworth for it. I slid my hand up and forward and cupped her breast. After that, things got completely out of control. She was one of those women who is far more attractive naked than clothed. Not all women are, but she was. She had a body to die for. She had no tan, but her skin was not pale. It was as soft as silk, but it was not translucent. She was very slim, but I couldn't see her bones. She was long and she was lean. She was made for one of those bathing suits that swoop way up at the sides. She had small, firm breasts, perfectly shaped. Her neck was long and slender. She had great ears and ankles and knees and shoulders. She had a little hollow at the base of her throat. It was very slightly damp. She was strong, too. I must have outweighed her by 130 pounds, but she had worn me out. She was young, I guess. She had maybe 10 years on me. She had left me exhausted, which made her smile. She had a great smile. "Remember my hotel room in Boston?" I said. "The way you sat on the chair? I wanted you right then."
"I was just sitting on a chair. There wasn't a way to it."
"Don't kid yourself.
Remember the Freedom Trail? You told me about the long rod penetrator. I wanted you right then."
I smiled. "It was part of a billion-dollar defense contract," I said. "So I'm glad this particular citizen got something out of it.
If Elliot hadn't been with me, I'd have done it right there in the park.
There was a woman feeding the birds.
We could have gone behind a bush.
Paul Revere would have seen us.
He rode all night."
"I'm not Paul Revere."
She smiled again. I felt it against my shoulder. "All done, old guy?"
"I didn't say that exactly."
"Danger is an aphrodisiac, isn't it?"
"I guess it is."
"So you admit you're in danger?"
"I'm in danger of having a heart attack."
"You really shouldn't go back."
"I'm in danger of not being able to."
She sat up on the bed. Gravity had no effect on her perfection. "I'm serious, Reacher."
I smiled up at her. "I'll be okay. 2 or 3 more days. I'll find Teresa, and I'll find Quinn, and then I'll get out."
"Only if I let you."
I nodded. "The 2 bodyguards, I said. She nodded in turn.
"That's why you need my end of the operation. You can forget all about the heroic stuff. With you or without you, my ass. We turn those guys loose and you're a dead man, 1 phone call later.
"Where are they now?"
"In the first motel, back in Massachusetts, where we made the plans. The guys from the Toyota and the college car are sitting on them."
"Hard, I hope."
"Very."
"That's hours away."
"By road, not by telephone."
"You want Teresa back?"
"Yes, but I'm in charge."
"You're a control freak."
"I don't want anything bad to happen to you, is all."
"Nothing bad ever happens to me."
She leaned down and traced her fingertips over the scars on my body. Chest, stomach, arms, shoulders, forehead. "You've taken a lot of damage for a guy nothing bad ever happens to."
"I'm clumsy. I fall over a lot."
She stood up and walked to the bathroom, naked, graceful, completely unself-conscious.
"Hurry back," I called.
But she didn't hurry back. She was in the bathroom a long time, and when she came out again, she was wearing a robe. Her face had changed. She looked a little awkward, a little rueful. We shouldn't have done that.
Why not?
It was unprofessional.
She looked straight at me. I nodded. I guess it was a little unprofessional. But it was fun, I said.
We shouldn't have.
We're grown-ups. We live in a free country.
It was just taking comfort, because we're both stressed and uptight.
Nothing really wrong with that.
It's going to complicate things.
I shook my head. Not if we don't let it. Doesn't mean we have to get married or anything. We don't owe each other anything because of it.
I wish we hadn't.
I'm glad we did. I think if a thing feels right, you should do it.
That's your philosophy?
I looked away. It's the voice of experience. I once said no when I wanted to say yes, and I lived to regret it. She hugged the robe tight around her.
It did feel good.
For me, too.
But we should forget it now. It meant what it meant, nothing more, okay?
Okay.
And you should think hard about going back.
Okay, I said again. I lay on the bed and thought about how it felt to say no when you really wanted to say yes. On balance, saying yes had been better, and I had no regrets. Duffy was quiet. It was like we were just waiting for something to happen. I took a long hot shower and dressed in the bathroom. We were done talking by then. There was nothing left to say. We both knew I was going back. I liked the fact that she didn't really try to stop me. I liked the fact that we were both focused, practical people. I was lacing my shoes when her laptop went ping, like a muffled, high-pitched bell, like a microwave when your food is ready. No artificial voice saying, "You've got mail." I came out of the bathroom, and she sat down in front of the computer and clicked the button.
Message from my office. Records show 11 dubious ex-cops called Duke. I put the request in yesterday. How old is he?
40, maybe.
She scrolled through her list. Southern guy? Northern?
Not Southern.
Choice of three.
Mrs. Beck said he'd been a federal agent, too. She scrolled some more.
John Chapman, Duke. He's the only one who went federal afterward. Started in Minneapolis as a patrolman and then a detective. Subject of three investigations by Internal Affairs. Inconclusive. Then he joined us.
DEA? Really?
No, I meant the federal government. He went to the Treasury Department.
To do what?
Doesn't say. But he was indicted within 3 years. Some kind of corruption, plus suspicion of multiple homicides. No real hard evidence. But he went to prison for 4 years anyway.
Description?
White, about your size. The photo makes him look uglier, though.
That's him. She scrolled some more, read the rest of the report.